Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again to talk about Blood Drive coming up on Monday from the American Red Cross, Bunny Reeder. How are you today, Bunny?
I'm doing fine. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these are the kind of days that probably bring people in, right?
Right. That's hopefully.
Yeah.
So we really need the blood. But no, we have the blood drive on Monday, the American Red Cross Community Blood Drive for Tawas community, and it's Monday, and it's at the KFC Hall from 12 to 5:45, and they're still going to be having their hamburgers starting at 4:30, I think.
Okay, so if you time it just right, you can give blood and then have a burger.
Have a burger, yes. But we're back there. We're not back at the community building this time.
That's right. Yeah, back at the Knights of Columbus.
So it's just come out and give some lots of blood. We need it. There is a shortage. There is a need, not of just about all types of blood right now that they are needing.
Yeah.
And all you have to be is 17 years of age, weigh over 110 pounds, and there is no upper limit on age as long as you're in good health. Like I said, there's a number of them that in their 80s that are still coming in.
Wow, really? Yeah. Well, I've seen them. Yeah,
blood.
Exactly.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
And that. But there is a need for it. And just remember, now we're always saying you got to help everybody out in these times and that. And when you come in and give one unit of blood, give up probably roughly about an hour of your time or less, and you're helping three, possibly four different people that could do it. You never know, who you're helping, but they are always so grateful in that.
That's a very good point. Yeah, so come on out. As you mentioned, only takes about an hour of your time, and make sure you're ready. You mentioned health issues. There's quite a few of those out there that kind of stop you, and maybe you can take care of before you come on out.
Yeah, come out. If you have any questions, if you've been turned down, or if you have a problem with your blood pressure, or if you're diabetic, if your blood pressure is up, you will be turned down. Kind of calm down just before you come in. Rub your hands and take a few deep breaths. If you've had cancer, some of the rules have changed that on that. Some of it, the waiting time now is, some of it is not even a year anymore to wait after your final treatment or surgery and that.
Yeah. Now, what about another one that's becoming more prevalent? What about tattoos?
Tattoos you can give now. Before, there used to be a year waiting period. Now it is when the scab is healed, but you might have to prove or tell where you got it done. Because if it's a licensed tattoo parlor, there will be no questions.
All right.
But now, as soon as it's healed over in that, then you can give. If you have the shingle shot, there is a waiting period, and I forgot what it is. If it's a week afterwards that you have to wait. If you're getting your flu shots right now, there is a 24-hour wait.
Oh, all right.
For your flu shots now.
So don't get your flu shot the day you were going to give blood. That's not going to work for you.
No, get it a couple of days beforehand, so that way if you should by chance have any side effects to the flu shot, that you'll be way over it. So, but the thing is, it's very important, and I know we're from a community that's got more senior citizens, but the thing is, it's 97% or somewhere around there of people will be receiving blood. And the thing is, and only probably about 5% of the population will give blood. They have more excuses than that. They're afraid of blood.
Right.
But if you're afraid of blood, just tell them you don't want to see any blood, that you're afraid of it, and you will not see any blood. And they says, well, they don't like needles. I've had a son that said, I hate needles. I'll never have a needle. And he ended up getting multiple needles, and now it's no problem.
Right. Yeah. Just think about the consequences. You know, get the needle now, or maybe when you need that blood transfusion, and you're going to get a needle anyway. So you might as well help out right now.
Yeah. Because that needle's going to be in your arm for a good 2.5 to 3 hours while you're receiving that one unit.
As compared
blood.
To 10 or 15 minutes when you're on the table giving blood. Yeah.
That's very important.
Exactly.
The cost of it, you know, as long as we've got Red Cross giving blood and you're from this area, there will be no cost for any blood that you receive. Otherwise, it is very expensive if you ever get caught someplace and you just kind of say you're from an area that participates in Red Cross blood drives, and your blood will be free. So it is. It's getting to be very expensive. I haven't looked into the price of it lately, but last time was a couple of years ago. It was started at, for your old common blood, was $150 up to.
Wow.
If you're rare, it's over $800.
Well, there you go.
So it's just a matter of helping out. We all know people that have got cancers or a heart disease, or somebody's had a heart surgery, and they've all needed blood at one time. And just help them out. You know, it might be your blood that would be helping these people out.
So, exactly. Plus, you got a drawing too, right? So you come on out. Not only will you have the good feeling of helping people out, but you might win a prize.
Yeah, well, everybody that comes in and gives, Pete Hubchek from Zubex Motor Sales has donated a free oil change for the drawing, and then Kleenos have donated about 5 sandwiches, I think.
Okay.
So far, that's what I've gotten for the drawing. Plus, everybody will be getting their goodie bag from that, with some coupons in, candies and that. And we also have, if you can eat something before you give blood, but if you are given, we eat a couple of hours or an hour before you give blood and that. But we still have a lot of goodies there from Tim Hortons and Walmart and Neiman's. They do a lot of donating all of our goodies for us and our juices and stuff.
Yeah,
so we're very appreciative of
you
all
betcha.
That. So, but the blood drive, Taos Community American Red Cross blood drive, is Monday, September 22nd at the KFC Hall from noon until 5:45.
That's right. So, come on out and give blood. No doubt about that.
Just come out and give. So
you got it.
We need it very bad. So
from the American Red Cross, Bunny Reeder. Bunny, thank you for joining us, and I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.